And now, here to tell us what it says in today's papers, John S. Doyle.
The Irish Times leads with the political tensions which have arisen with Israel over the Irish government's recognition of the state of Palestine. In an interview with the paper, Israel's ambassador to Ireland, Dana Ehrlich, said her country plans to review Ireland's diplomatic, economic and humanitarian activities within Israel's borders. The announcement of recognition by Spain and Norway as well as Ireland prompted the Israeli Foreign Ministry to reprimand their ambassadors during a meeting in Jerusalem yesterday, the Times says, where the diplomats were also shown video footage of female Israeli soldiers being taken hostage by Hamas. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin criticised the manner in which the meeting was staged, with Israeli media filming the three ambassadors as they watched the video footage. In an opinion column in the Times, Dermot Ferriter writes that recognising Palestine shows independence in our foreign policy. Justine McCarthy, on the same page, writes that the decision was a moment to relish being Irish. But ask Ukrainians about the value of Irish solidarity, says Gerard Howlin in a third column on that page of the Times. The Irish Independent lead story is the news that more than 8,000 Ukrainian refugees living on pensions and disability welfare payments are at risk of having their supports slashed to almost €38 a week. The Irish Examiner leads with a Cork story. Owen English reports that a contract will be announced today for the design of 8 commuter rail stations and a new depot to store a new 150-strong fleet for Metropolitan Cork's high-frequency commuter rail project. It will cost €1.6 billion. Earnroad Éireann described the scale of investment as unprecedented. A good day for Cork, says the Echo. The Examiner devotes a page to the Dublin constituency in the European elections. A race for the right may be how the elections there go down, writes Elaine Loughlin, and there are short profiles of each of the 23 candidates for the 4 seats. The Times reports that Fine Gael TD Fergus O'Dowd has called for action to be taken against those engaging in racial abuse of election candidates, including the defacing of their posters. He highlighted the case of a party colleague who is standing in the Drogheda urban area. Deputy O'Dowd told the Doyle that last week the Irish Freedom Party wrote the slogan "Ireland is full" on her posters. The Irish Daily Mail's main story is that a poll by the paper has found that 74% of people want all GAA games to be free to air. The Irish Sun leads with the news that Jennifer Zamparelli has become the latest big name to quit RTE 2FM. As the Independent puts it, she follows Dhiren Garrahy and the two Johnnies out the door. Radio Go-Go, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline, and Jen There Were None, says the Sun.
And that's John S. Doyle.